This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong police on Monday said they arrested 36 people in the latest round of weekend pro-democracy protests. VOA's Peter McLeod has more.
As Hong Kong protesters hurled objects at police late Sunday and early Monday, several police officers drew their weapons and one fired a warning shot into the air, according to a statement from the city's police force. It was the first time police have used live rounds during the protests. The protesters say they are demonstrating against what they see as an erosion of rights under the one country, two systems arrangement under which Beijing assumed control of the territory. The protests in the major Asian finance center are the biggest threat to peace there since Britain handed over control of Hong Kong to China in 1997. Peter McLeod, VOA News.
Brazilian troops are heading to the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires, and forces are heading to six Brazilian states that asked for federal help. President Jair Bolsonaro has tried to temper global concern, saying the areas that have burned were already deforested, while intact rainforest was spared. Brazilian government satellite monitors have recorded more than 41,000 fires in the Amazon region so far this year, with more than half of those coming this month alone. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
G7 leaders are wrapping up a summit dominated by tensions over U.S. trade policies and a surprise visit by Iran's top diplomat. U.S. President Donald Trump and summit host French President Emmanuel Macron will finish off the three-day summit with a joint news conference. But first, the leaders of the Group of Seven are holding a string of meetings on various issues. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says serious negotiations with China will begin after the U.S. received two very good calls from Beijing. Mr. Trump says the Chinese want to make a deal, and he thinks one will finally be reached. The president commented as he met on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit taking place in France. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Our country is doing really well. We have horrible trade deals, and I'm straightening them out. The biggest one by far is China.
And at a breakfast meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Sunday, President Trump said he wasn't hearing any complaints from his G7 counterparts about his tough stance on China.
I think they respect the trade war. It has to happen.
But the British Prime Minister did speak up at that meeting.
Just to register the faint, sheep-like note of our view on the trade war. We're in favor of trade peace on the whole.
The White House says the only second thoughts the president's had on hiking tariffs on China is whether to raise them higher. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea says it has test-fired a new type of rocket launcher. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The North says leader Kim Jong-un supervised the trial of a super-large multiple rocket launcher, another demonstration of the North's strategy ahead of a possible resumption of nuclear talks with the U.S. The North's official Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA, said that Saturday's weapons test was successful and cited Kim as saying the rocket launcher is indeed a great weapon. Kim has underscored the need to continue to step up the development of Korean-style tactical weapons for resolutely frustrating ever-mounting military threats. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A former Republican congressman is launching a challenge to President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Conservative radio host and former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh says he's running against President Trump because he fears what would happen should Trump win a second term.
I think the country can survive Trump's four-year tantrum. But you give this guy another 4 years in the White House?
Walsh tells ABC This Week that Trump is unfit.
He's nuts. He's erratic. He's cruel. He stokes bigotry. He's incompetent.
The radio host, who served one term in the House, joins former Massachusetts Governor William Weld as Republican challengers to the president. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Heavy rainfall and flash floods have killed 62 people in Sudan and left nearly 100 injured, the official Suna News Agency reported on Sunday. Sudan has been hit by torrential rain since the start of July, affecting nearly 200,000 people. For the latest news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music.